This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional Democrats continue to propose far-reaching overhauls of America's police procedures and accountability. It is a sweeping legislative response to the mass protests denouncing the deaths of Black Americans in the hands of law enforcement. However, the political outlook is deeply uncertain in this polarized election year. The Justice and Policing Act would overhaul legal protections for police, create a national database of excessive force incidents, and set new standards for police. President Donald Trump is conflating it with outside efforts to abolish the police and says Democrats have gone crazy. At the Capitol, Democrats read the names of George Floyd and others who died in police hands and then knelt for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. That is the time the former police officer Derek Chauvin was seen in a video holding his knee on George Floyd's neck before Floyd dies. Bail for Derek Chauvin has been set at $1 million, he said little during an 11-minute hearing in which he appeared on closed-circuit television from Minnesota's maximum security prison. His attorney did not contest the bail, nor did he address the substance of the changes in court or charges in court. Nelson did not speak with reporters afterward and has not commented publicly on the case since the former officer was arrested last month. More than 406,000 people have died from the deadly COVID-19 virus globally. That figure is roughly 111,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections worldwide is now nearly 7.1 million and more than 1.9 million in the U.S. This is VOA News.